KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. And it's Sense of Place. For the past few weeks, we've been in Boston, and today we feature one of its most esteemed songwriters, Ellis Paul. You gotta get going, you gotta keep going. Hey, the world ain't slowing down. Paul was a staple of the folk coffee shop scene, playing with folks like Dar Williams and Sean Colvin. He's been playing for over 30 years, and his latest record, 55, was inspired by the Beatles' White Album.
I'm one of the flock, riding this rock across the cosmos.
Today, for Sense of Place Boston, we revisit a conversation with Ellis Paul from 1999. He just released Translucent Soul and had a big hit with The World Ain't Slowing Down. Ellis Paul talks with David Dye, and we'll hear live performances. That's coming up for Sense of Place Boston on World Cafe. Just a few minutes away from that, sit down with Ellis Paul. But first, we start with Fish from Fuego. It's Waiting All Night.
Up all night and I'm waiting for you to come. Racing and I'm wondering what I did wrong. Waiting all night, waiting all night. Where could you be? I'm so alone. Won't you please come home?
Sun's coming up and I'm rolling over.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. And today we continue Sense of Place Boston with a singer-songwriter who's been part of the scene for decades. As a matter of fact, he just held a 60th birthday party at Club Passim, a historic venue we visited earlier in our trip. Ellis Paul went to Boston College in the late 80s as a track star, but after an injury, he picked up the guitar and situated himself in the coffee shop scene alongside Sean Colvin, Vance Gilbert, Dar Williams, and many more. Over the next 30 years, he's been a staple of the live circuit, still routinely playing hundreds of shows a year. Ellis has visited World Cafe several times, but we're looking back on a session from 1999. He spoke with host emeritus David Dye about his then new album, Translucent Soul. Let's jump into our conversation. Here is David Dye.
Ellis Paul has joined us once again on the World Cafe with his two guitars. And are you still driving your Honda, or have you changed cars since?
Well, since I saw you, I think I totaled my last Honda. I've got a new one, and it's doing great. And so they're really reliable cars. They're kind of like the official car of the American folk singer. And Dar Williams has one. I know Greg Brown had one, and I have one.
And well, it's interesting to know it didn't die of natural causes. It was kind of murdered.
Yeah, I took it out. Yeah.
Or
I almost
like
took
that.
Myself out with it, but fortunately, it was okay.
Well, good. You're in one piece at least, and your guitars are in one piece. Translucent Soul is a really, really nice record.
Thank you.
I understand you spent a lot of time making. How come it took so long?
Well, we wanted to do it casually. The first record that I did with Jerry Murata, the producer, was Carnival of Voices, and came out a couple of years ago. And I wrote most of the songs in the month of January, and by the end of February, the recording was in the can, mixed, delivered to the label. And
wow.
And you know, we spent 2 weeks recording, and then a week mixing it. And the process was just painfully under the gun, and I didn't let the songs breathe in the process of writing them. And but I think we got a great record considering the constraints. But this time we wanted to take our time, and so we spread it out over a whole year.
What does that mean, let the songs breathe? Do they change as you go along?
Oh, yeah. You kind of give them the litmus test in front of people for a while and allow them to, you know, evolve. It's really good to hear them back, you know, get tapes of them at shows and listen back and figure out where you could change melodies or maybe a line or two to make them more effective.
Play that She Loves a Girl. We'll talk about it later,
sure.
But this is a good one.
All right.
You grew up thinking you knew her. Nothing could keep you apart. You remember nothing peculiar. She always spoke from the heart. You took your parents' religion and you drank it down like a cold. It helped to quench your confusion. Now look whose heart that it broke. She loves a girl. She loves a girl. She loves a girl. What she gonna do if you love her too? A golden white invitation your parents will not attend. They put a knife to the bloodline when the couple became more than friends. The preacher sang hallelujah, but it rang more like a curse. One love at the cost of another, that's when love really hurts. She loves a girl. She loves a girl. She loves a girl. What's she gonna do if you love her too? Hey, hey, hey. open-minded. And when you speak, tell them even love can be blinded. Yeah. We think more about the future when change brings your past to an end. Use your love like a suture, that's a good place to begin. She loves a girl, she loves a girl, she loves a girl. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? If your love hurts you, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
That She Loves a Girl. That's a live version of that. You'll find that on Translucent Soul, Ellis Paul's new one. Friends of yours?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good friend of mine whose sister is also a good friend of mine. And they're, you know, she's struggling because her folks are pretty deep into the Catholic Church. And so the whole family is struggling over this issue of her sexuality, and it's, you know.
Did you worry a lot about what she'd think of the song?
Well, you know, it was weird. She came out to me before she came out to anybody, and so I felt like I was carrying this secret with this good friend of mine, and for me, it was very cathartic to, like, let some of the air out of the balloon by writing it, and I've had so many people come up to me who have gone through similar situations with their folks, So, you know, she loves the song, so it's all good.
Good. So hopefully soon her parents will love the song, or at least understand
the
song.
They don't know about the song, so.
There you go. Well, man, you just tackle so much on here. Obviously, there's a lot of songs that are really good for people who are going through a painful experience such as you went through, which is, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we all have people's albums to turn to in those situations, and luckily, I guess musicians, you know, you got to write the songs, which must help somewhat.
Yeah. I like going to records for joy, actually, like, you know, picking up an old Rod Stewart album, just or the Rolling Stones or something. But, you know, if I get really depressed, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell and those guys,
right.
Sort of my drug of choice.
All right. You want to do the World Ain't Slowing Down?
Sure.
You sitting on a suitcase crying. Beneath my feet I feel the rumble of a subway train. Yeah, I laugh out loud cause it's the one thing I hadn't been trying. Yeah, the train came in breathless. I looked at me restless. And baby, you're never change. You gotta get gone, you gotta get going. Hey, the world ain't slowing down for no one. It's a carnival calling out to you. And it sounds like a song, it hits you like scripture. You paint the picture with color squeezed from your hand. Oh, aren't you the kid who just climbed on the merry-go-round? Hey, look, the world ain't slowing down. Hey, hey, the world ain't slowing down. hey, hey. Out on the sidewalk, a pigeon's to the moonwalk. Me, I'm dancing like Fred Astaire. The lampposts are rocking, the whole town's talking like a fool in a barber's chair. And I get this sensation, a joy and frustration, like being caught by a tropical rain. Freedom can numb ya when there's no place to run to. It feels just like Novocaine. Oh, you gotta keep going. Yeah, the world ain't slowing down for no one. It's a carnival calling out. It's a calling out to you, and it sounds like a song. It's you like scripture. You paint the picture with color squeezed from your hand. I want you to care and just climb on the merry-go-round. Hey, look, the world ain't slowing down. Hey, the world ain't slowing down. Hey, hey. Packed up all your handbags, you're throwing off the sandbags. I let go when you step free. I didn't want to lose you. You said you didn't choose to. It's just how your karma came. But thanks for the vision and a 2020 wisdom. Hit me like a southbound train. Dawn, you gotta get going. Hey, the world ain't slowing down for no one. It's a carnival calling out. It's a calling out to you. And it sounds like a song. Hits you like scripture. You paint the picture with color squeezed from your hand. I want you to care and just climb on the merry-go. Weren't you the care and just climb on the merry-go? Weren't you the care who just climbed on the merry-go-round? Hey, look, the world ain't slowing down. Hey, 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 the world ain't slowing down. It's a big blue world.
World Ain't Slowing Down. Here's another one from Ellis Paul, who's here today, and that's also on Translucent Soul. You've got a line in there that I just wonder where it came from. It's the one about the like a fool in a barber's chair. What made you think of that?
Well, you know, I think how people, you know, gossip and talk, and you know, when you go through a breakup, everybody obviously talks about it. And mine was, you know, one of those kind of breakups where everyone was probably talking about it. So, yeah, it just kind of came out of the blue. Occasionally, you know, the lines come uninvited. They just pop out, and you're like, oh, my God, who wrote that?
Well, that's a great one because it makes so much sense if you're in that situation. Yeah, that's great. We're kind of moving through the record, and well, there are two last songs on it, and I'd love it if you could do both of them. One of them is the title track, Translucent Soul.
Okay.
And this is a song about you and your friend Vance Gilbert, who's mm-hmm. been on the cafe also. And did he know you were writing this song?
No, he didn't. And generally, he knows just about every song that I'm writing. He gets the phone call after a verse and a chorus are done, and I just play it over the phone and say, this is what I'm working on. What do you think? We use each other that way. But that one I definitely surprised him with, and I brought it over to his house, sat him down, and I played it for him, and he was pretty floored by it.
Yeah, I'll bet. You two both have incredibly high voices, too. You should play together.
Well, we're actually doing a tour in the spring, and really looking forward to it. We've done a few shows together, one in Indianapolis recently that was just jammed with people, and we have a very, I guess, public friendship in the folk world, and because of that, there's a lot of synergy happening when we're on stage, and people really seem to love
cool.
it.
That's great. Well, do this song for
him. Okay.
It's a good one.
Get a call, it's Vance, he's an old friend. He's got some you won't believe story to share. He's a place that I go when I need someone who knows me. He brings the smile of a billionaire. And I laugh when he pretends he's a white guy, cause he knows how bad I fail playing black. He says if even you could, I don't advise that you should, cause once you go there, you might not wanna turn back. There isn't a thing in this God Almighty world I wouldn't do to help him out of trouble. Since our friends, and that goes deeper than skin can go, to a translucent soul, deeper than color show. So he says, now you and I know we look a little different, but I was raised middle class, same as you. But let's make it clear, even on the way here, I had to watch for blue lights in the rear view. Says last week I was out visiting LA. I was walking the streets where the riots went down. You got black killing black killing black killing black, while all the whites are sweating bullets across town. There isn't a thing in this God Almighty world I wouldn't do to help him out of trouble. Since our friends, and that goes deeper than skin can, deeper than color show, translucent soul. He says in LA they're whispering race war like it is something that is yet to begin. Like they can plug up the cracks and 400 years of history and prove that the melting pot's not broken. In the event of some unlikely disaster, we find ourselves armed and face to face. I said I'd turn around, I would protect your ground. He said I'd do the same for you over at your place. There isn't a thing in this God Almighty world he wouldn't do to help me out of trouble. Since our friends, and that goes deeper than skin can go, deeper than color will show, translucent soul. So embrace what you have in common, celebrate what sets you apart. Takes more than the color that you find on a palette to turn humanity into an art, into the form of an art, translucent soul. So
that's Ellis Paul. That is the title track of the new album, and a song that I guess you could play right before Vance takes the stage on your tour or something like that.
Well, yeah, we're trying to do it together.
Oh, wow, that's true. He does have lines in here. Yeah, good song.
Thank you.
You were talking about a new song at the beginning that you played last night.
Sure.
That you said you changed the lyric on. Could you do that?
Sure. Yeah.
And what's the lyric you just changed? Before we get into it, see if we notice it.
Yeah, it was what was needed was something to establish what happened in this relationship. And it's very, right now it's in its sort of Harry Chapin mode, and the song's not going to be, this isn't going to be the final version of the song. But there's a taxi cab driver driving around, and he sees an old girlfriend. It's very much like a Harry Chapin song. And except he goes home with her, and they're kind of revisiting some of the things that brought them together.
I judge the distance to where you ran your hand through your hair. You were startled for an instant. It'd been 6 months, 2 days, a year. And you laughed the laugh of the innocent as you stepped in my cab in the street. As the world swept by with its violence, I thought of the first night you fell in my sheets. In my sheet, I never asked you for nothing like changing your name. I believe we had something here, but nothing ever came. We got tied by the language, the words that we say. When I told you I loved you, get again in the way. Get in the way. Poured me a glass of port wine. I pulled the oven handle, the air felt warm, the scent felt kind. And your kiss went down like medicine. There is nothing that it can't overcome. And I give to you as evidence. Name the place, you know I'd run. Nothing like changing your name. I believe we had something here, but nothing ever came. We got tied by the language, words that we say. When I told you I loved you, did I get in the way? Get in the way. Consequences turns a fool to stumbling over people's fences. And the moon kind of frowned over Windy Town, but you smiled as you pulled down the shade. And we turned a corner, homeward bound, taking stock in the things we made. I never asked you for nothing like changing your name. Had something here, but nothing ever came. We were tied by the language. I asked you to stay. When I told you I loved you, did I get in the way? Get in the way.
A new song from Ellis Paul that we will see how it turns out.
Yeah, it's funny, like I feel like now the first verse is finally done, and the first half of the second verse is where I want it, and then I have to do the second half of the second verse, and the bridge is fine, and then I have to edit the third verse. And what I'll do is I'll just tweak a line, and I'll play it, and I'll really try and just sense what's happening with the audience and whether they're focusing and readjusting to my adjustment. And if they're following me, then I'll keep the change. And so it's fun, you know. It's like it's in the fetus stage, but it's sort of we're all watching it grow.
What a process! That's amazing. So I mean, you could play it like 5 or 6, 10 times before you had it down.
Oh yeah, I've had the guy be a cabbie driver. I've had the couple meet at a bar and not even enter a cab. You know, there's all sorts of things. But what I do a lot is I'm a student of songwriting. You know, and I'm trying to tackle everybody's catalog and sort of write in the vein of everybody at least a few times, like think in the way that Bob Dylan thinks, think in the way that James Taylor and Joni Mitchell thinks, and write a song in that vein, and that way I sort of incorporate their thought process. Most people actually learn the people's songs, but since I'm a performing songwriter, I don't have time to do that. And I never did it, you know, as my development happened, I just dove into songwriting right from the beginning, which I think slowed me down a little bit. But what I do to compensate for that is sort of, you know, think in the way that, you know, on that song, definitely the way Harry Chapin thought. And I use the taxi thing as a reference to that. You know?
That's really interesting, because they always tell songwriters to write like, I mean, that's one of the things they tell people is to, when you're starting out, obviously do your own story, but examine how people put songs together in that way. And of course, you're talking about voice here in a lot of ways, and that's really the most important thing. Oh, very interesting. Well, we'll see if that ends up being a Harry Chapin song when you're done.
I love Cats in the Cradle. That's such a... But, you know, I found out that his wife wrote the lyrics to that.
Uh-huh.
Because he was gone all the time on the road playing music. She wrote this poem for him, and when he got home, it was sitting on a dining room table or something, and he put music to it, and it was his biggest hit.
And you know, it's interesting what the song's about.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that's fun. Well, thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you for having me. We look forward to your
tour, and we look forward to your tour. You're always touring, but
I am, the
thing with Vance. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
That's David Dye speaking with Ellis Paul back in 1999 about the release of his album Translucent Soul. Ellis Paul's latest record, which is a bit of a tribute to the Beatles' White Album, is called 55. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Ellis Paul sitting down with David Dye in 1999. We've just pretty much put the wraps on our Sense of Place trip to Boston. A lot of the footage and coverage up at worldcafe.org. Check it out when you have the chance. Mumford & Sons are back, and yes, they sound very much like the Mumford & Sons we were introduced to with The Cave and Little Lion Man. Check out new music called Rushmere.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spells. A truth no one can tell. Now we're still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. Get my head out of the ground.
to yourself. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. There's something we might miss. A whole life. All in good time, I gave it my best. I was alone till I found myself. Grew up to be a man, more or less. All in good time.
All in good time, I drifted away. I ran my mouth till I had nothing to say. You broke my heart, then I was okay. All in good time.
My losses like clouds in the sky. Finally picked on some of my size. All in good time.
All in good time, I followed my nose. Learned where to bleed when a knife comes to blows. Tried on your love, then I folded those clothes. All in good time.
Throw your bread to falling birds.
Buried friends and wasted words. Something wants to eat us all alive.
All in good time, my angel came back. Paid us some money, but that didn't last.
We wouldn't cry, but we couldn't laugh.
All in good time. All in good time. Like a star,
we closed our eyes and we opened our arms.
Ran off the road in our own stolen car. All in good time.
All in good time, and that's what it was. Mistook that cash and the mattress for love.
Dropped all our weapons and shrank from the blood. All in good time.
All in good time, with nothing to prove.
We took the bait till we lost the tooth.
No one believed it, but we told the truth. All in good time.
I told my future by reading your lips.
You wore my ring until it didn't fit. All in good time.
All in good time, we suffered enough. We met our muscle when push came to shove.
Swept all that broken glass under the rug.
All in good time.
Dancing till we both collapsed. Wishing we could hide our tracks. Something wants to eat us all alive.
All in good time, we'll remember when. Say our goodbyes and our hellos again.
Puff and we'll puff until they let us in. All in good time.
All in good time.
Feet.
Your mother will sigh and my soldier will sleep.
We'll swim in the ocean, fishes set free. All in good time.
yes, in the ocean, all in good time.
That is one of the greatest sample origins of all time. It's also pretty obvious, but a fully formed song from Dido, Thank You, that would end up becoming the backing instrumentation of one of the most important songs of the 21st century, Eminem's Stan. Iron and Wine, before that, All in Good Time, featuring Fiona Apple from Sam Beam's latest album, Light Verse, and Rushmere, new music from Mumford & Sons before that. Stay close, new music from Julian Baker and Torres to get into when we return to World Cafe.
Thank you.
And we're back. It's World Cafe. Torres, singer-songwriter, teaming up with Julian Baker of Boy Genius for a country collaborative album, or a collaborative country album, as most people would say. But you can say it out of order. It just makes it harder to parse. Here's new music called Sugar in the Tank. Julian Baker and Torres.
You tied up on the train tracks. I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead love. Come around.
dressed all in white, and I remember the night you came on to me and opened up my heart. I was hollow then till you filled me in. Now I'm empty again. I should have never let it stop. Am I gonna
I'm gonna give it to you. programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would was looked down as something shocking.